identify the value of 360-degree feedback evaluation. The appropriate application of 360-degree feedback. Individual development. This is the primary reason for and the most common use of 360-degree feedback. The 360-degree feedback report summarizes strengths and development needs and provides insight on how participants are perceived by different groups. Well-designed 360-degree feedback reports also provide suggestions on what the participant might do to change behavior and become more effective in their role. The analysis of the feedback reports, however, is just the beginning. Many 360-degree feedback initiatives fail to deliver actual results because organizations stop at the analysis phase. To be successful and truly realize the value of 360-degree feedback, the process must include strategies for ongoing development and accountability around individual performance improvement. Assessing leadership potential. Organizations often use 360-degree feedback to help identify potential leaders. This application requires creating 360 assessment that tap into the competencies that are needed for current roles, but that are also indicative of how the individual might perform at levels above their current position. In these situations, 360-degree feedback should not be used as a selection device per se, but rather as one of several tools used to identify talent. The feedback provided in this context is very useful as it outlines gaps in performance and indicates the leadership skills individuals need to develop. Executive coaching. Like everyone, executives are sometimes unaware of the impact their actions have on others. However, more than most employees, what they do and say on a regular basis drives organizational performance. Quality 360-degree feedback can help executive coaches explain the blind spot, how executives perceive themselves versus how others see them, communicate the consequences of actions, and coach to the priority areas needed for leadership success. Executives are often under a lot of pressure to improve the performance of their unit or organization quickly. As part of their arsenal, coaches can help affect a rapid transition using diagnostic information quickly gathered from a 360-degree feedback process. Assessing gaps in team unit performance. Aggregate results from 360-degree feedback can help leaders better understand their bench strength. What are the team's or unit's overall strengths, and where are the skill gaps? This information can be used to better target where training and development is needed. Measuring training impact. 360-degree feedback can be used to measure changes in behavior after training, level 3 evaluation. 360 assessments should be constructed to measure the key learning objectives of the training program. The resulting feedback, therefore, will indicate whether behavioral change has occurred and to what extent training was successful in helping participants transfer learnings to their jobs. An important consideration here is to allow enough time between the end of the training and the 360 assessment so that participants have sufficient time to put their learned skills into action.